Wildfires scorched nearly 1.5 million acres in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho this year. Couple that with increased demand for timber from lumber mills, and you've got a market for scorched trees. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports salvage logging of trees burned this summer is beginning in fits and starts.
Time is of the essence in post-fire salvage. Fungus, bugs, and rot degrade dead trees almost immediately, says Darren Kramer. He manages timber sales for the Washington State Department of Natural Resources.
If you do not salvage those trees within a relatively short period of time, they quickly start losing value. They've already lost value just being burned. And the longer they sit out there, the more the value goes down.
Kramer says different types of landowners move at different speeds post-fire. Private timber landowners salvage the fastest. In fact, in southern Oregon, one company has already finished logging trees that burned in June. Kramer says at the state level, Washington has sketched out two salvage timber sales following summer 2014 fires. Idaho's Department of Lands is likewise preparing an auction of charred trees in the north central part of that state. Federal agencies face more stringent environmental requirements and the most outside scrutiny. It will take at least a year for the U.S. Forest Service to nail down the details to log burned trees southeast of Lewiston, Idaho. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.